It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Grateful you are with us. And if you're a rock fan who grew up in the 70s, we're paying tribute to a dear guest who passed last week. This is a cat who maybe he was a part of your life too. We're going back to 2014, and our guest, guitar legend Ace Frehley. Ace was 74 years young, going way too soon when he passed last week. And we honor him now with a huge Aloha highlights from when Space Ace was our guest.
Hi, Dave.
Aloha, Ace. Can you hear me okay, brother?
Yeah, I can, actually.
Good. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Was radio ever really a big deal as a kid?
Probably the most exciting time for me in radio was the first time I heard the first Kiss album played on it.
And that makes sense. Well, I'm excited about the record, Space Invader. This album does deliver a sound very close to your late 70s solo album and even the sound of classic Kiss.
Sometimes it shocks me how quickly I come up with songs. Some songs I'll write in a day or an hour. Other songs take several days.
Just gave you that feel like you were cruising in the late 70s.
Well, yeah, I haven't changed the way I record since 1978, so some similarities happening. By design, I tried to incorporate a few elements, getting Warren Huard on board to mix the record, because he uses all vintage gear.
Analog recording part of that process?
No, we recorded the disc, the whole record, but using analog equipment as opposed to digital equipment, using old tube preamps, old microphones, old amplifiers. You know, I mean, there's plugins now when you mix that kind of recreate tape compression.
Sure.
It's close, but it's not exact. But, you know, I mean, we used an old SSL board, an old tape delay running when we did some mixing.
Well, that's some insight into the process, so there definitely was some intention behind it. Lyrically, Ace,
I don't really think too deeply about lyrics. You know, I just try to get stuff that'll rhyme.
Are there favorite Kiss songs that you like to play as opposed to things, you know, the crowd wants to hear?
Well, yeah, somebody just asked me what beat songs are definitely going to be in the set, and I said, well, obviously New York Groove, Cold Gin, and Shock Me. But, you know, it's going to be a cross-section of a variety of songs. You know, my career spans 40 years, so, you know, there's a lot of records to pick from and a lot of songs.
Of the Kiss solo albums, thinking of that career, which has spanned a long time, and of the four records, yours by far the most successful. Not only great album tracks, but it has an enduring radio hit. You just mentioned it. Share with us a little bit of the story of how either you or Eddie Kramer or whomever came up with the idea to tap that song that the band Hello had done, and you ended up with the sole hit from any of the solo records.
Well, it wasn't my idea. Eddie Kramer and his assistant came up with that song. I was resistant to record it, but, you know, who knew it was going to become my biggest hit, you know?
He turned you on to it, and you were resistant to do it, but any of the recording process, can you remember? It has, like, hand claps. I remember it has a nice aesthetic.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the stomp. We actually, me and a couple of my friends, we stomped on wooden boxes to get that sound. You know, we didn't use a click track or a drum machine. You know, we used, you know, real sounds from microphones, and that's apparent. But, you know, I got a couple of gals to sing on the chorus with me. You know, I mean, that record was a lot of fun. You know, this new record was a lot of fun recording and producing myself. You know, I had complete free reign in the studio, and I'm really happy that it's getting, you know, critical acclaim.
And that it holds up, I guess, was really my point about the production, especially when you listen to songs on there. Even the instrumental reminded me, you know, when I heard Starship, it had a flavor that somehow evoked maybe a cross-section of the material that you did on your solo records through the years.
I I was listening to my solo album a couple of times during the recording process, and, you know, I tried to, you know, incorporate some elements from that record because, you know, everybody cites that as a favorite record. So, you know, it wasn't by accident. Try to give fans what they want because, you know, they're the ones that are buying the record, so...
That's an interesting statement, and you've had this loyal fan base. I mean, I was a little kid. You were one of the very first voices that I could call my own, that my parents hadn't introduced to me, that I personally chose to play on the record player, whether it was Shock Me or whether it was later on Talk to Me, things like that. When you look at the period that a lot of U.S. fans don't focus on so much, Dynasty and Unmasked, they actually age very well. It's surprising that Unmasked in particular has a very thoughtful sound. Do you have any reflection on those?
Well, you know, that record was after the success of my solo album. So I got a lot more respect in the studio. And, you know, I think Paul and Gene realized I was going to have to be a force to be reckoned with. And it was nice getting free rein to express my creativity in the studio with the guys.
When you did the new record, you're in there by yourself doing it. You don't have someone guiding you, sort of telling you and pushing you. But yet some of those moments in your career when there was a producer doing that ended up being pretty fruitful. Do you feel like partnership is something that can bring you something? Because, you know, you said that about New York Groove. You didn't want to do it, but it was Eddie's idea. It ended up going further. Is there a value in bringing someone into the studio to shepherd you through the process at all?
Sure. I got feedback from my engineers and other musicians that work with me, assistant engineers, and even friends. You know, I'll play rough mixes for friends and say, what do you think of this? And, you know, I take everybody's opinion with a grain of salt, but, you know, sometimes they're right and I'm wrong. And, you know, two heads are always better than one, and five are even better than two.
I love your math, brother. You know, one of the great things about you is, and I'm sure you've got a lot of great material, although material stuff isn't really worth much as you get older, you sure realize it's worth very little, but the Kiss album covers, they were just, they were something. Rock and Roll Over is my favorite. What's yours?
That's hard to say. Destroyer is one of my favorites, and Love Gun, you know, Ken Kelly painted those, and I was lucky enough to get acquire his services to do this album cover for Space Invader.
Has such a great cover. I like the artwork. Sounds like you're tied with your album cover favorites.
Yeah, pretty much. All our covers were good. You know, when I think back, a cover that always pops into my head is Alive and Dynasty, because we had Francesco Scavullo shoot the cover of Dynasty. And, you know, we've run the gamut. And then, again, you know, the second album, Hotter Than Hell, I thought was a great cover. And it had that Japanese art influence, you know, and that was kind of ahead of its time. We've run the gamut, you know, with Kiss and even, you know, with my solo career, with album covers and, you know, trying different ideas and experimenting.
It's a very artful cover on Hotter Than Hell. Final note, any chance of this tour bringing you out to the Asia Pacific, maybe into Hawaii, any chance of something like that?
It's been a while since I've been in Hawaii, so I mean, it would be a real treat to do a show there.
I appreciate it, dude. Thank you very much for your time on Ace Frehley and the new record, Space Invader, and a real pleasure to have you on All Things Considered.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure being on your show, and looking forward to coming back to Hawaii if we can make that happen.
A real treat to speak with you. Be safe, Ace.
Okay, Dave, you have a great day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Aloha. It's Ace Frehley, and you're tuned in to my friend, Dave Lawrence, on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.
We're going to turn the microphone over to Ace Frehley. Shock me!